And here's your prescription.
I know just the pharmacy to get this filled.
Who are you?
A pharmacy benefit manager. A middleman your insurer uses to decide which medicines you can get, what you pay, and sometimes even which pharmacy you should go to.
Why can't I go to a pharmacy in my neighborhood?
Because I make more money when you go to a pharmacy I own.
No one should stand between you and your medicine. Visit phrma.org/middleman to learn more. Paid for by Pharma.
Greg Warren, Sean O'Brien, tonight, tomorrow night, the Omaha Funny Bone for their gigs around the country. O'Brien, what are your socials there?
We're at That Sean O'Brien.
All right. And Mr.
No
Warren?
Apostrophe.
No apostrophe.
Sean with an E.
Greg Warren Comedy. Right. Right?
I learned that there is no apostrophe in his name and that Sean has he's terrified of elevators.
Well, so I
that's right.
That.
We get in the elevator when we get in town on Wednesday. And at the hotel. Yeah.
That's like three floors.
It's four.
Four. Yeah.
I have four.
Is it a claustrophobia thing?
Yes. Okay. That's plays a huge part.
I have floor two. He has four. And he's just, why do I always got to be on the fourth floor? Why do I got to be up there? I got to be in the elevator along. I'm like, just give me the, I'll switch with you because I'm tired of hearing you. So I took the fourth floor and he got the second. Well, then when you... I wanted to get internet, so I'm logging in as Greg Warren. Well, I'm not Greg Warren in that room. I'm O'Brien, so I got to log in as O'Brien. I put the dumb apostrophe in. They're like, nope, that's not it.
So if you're on a fourth floor, do you walk down at least?
Oh, yeah, it's stairs 98% of the time.
Yeah. Okay. Even going up?
Oh, yeah, up. I'll bring the luggage
far?
Up.
Do you have a cutoff?
Really, no. I remember, I think we were in, Greg and I were in Cleveland, and I think I went up, 11 floors, my luggage.
Yeah. You know, that's yeah. Oh, I was at the beach. I was at the beach this past summer with the family. We were at a big condo. We were in the 11th floor, and this one featured like 22 floors. And the elevator, since it was so packed, it was an older condo building. There was only three of the four elevators working. So everybody, it took forever to get down to the beach and back up.
Yeah.
So I did the walk up once, and 11 floors with no luggage was ridiculous.
It's a lot.
You know, and I'm not totally out of shape. I'm pretty decent shape. I thought, this is ridiculous, man.
We stayed in this old historic hotel in Leadville a couple years ago. Third story, dragging all our crap up. You know, no elevators in this thing because it was built in the 1800s.
Ski gear and everything.
Ski gear and all that. And it's, 10,000 feet.
Wow.
So you're just huffing and puffing by the time you drag all your crap up to your room.
Wow.
Sean, were you always afraid as a kid?
Yeah, man. It has nothing to do with heights or the elevator fall. It's just purely if those stupid doors don't open. And then I just
second, you mean? Even they still,
I get irrational thoughts. It's completely irrational.
So you've never been stuck in one?
I have. I was stuck 2 years ago, actually.
Oh, okay. Well,
it was weird. It was actually in St. Louis at the Funny Bone. There's an elevator right by the club.
Right.
And I was going down with a friend of mine. And I was like, it's one floor. I was like, just do it because... part of me is just like, come on, it's part of life. You're going to have to be in elevators. Just deal with it. And of course, we go down, doors, they open about 10% of the way, and that's it. And then here we go, and I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Now, my buddy's with me, so I'm like, all right, just relax. I could at least stick my arm out, so that gave me some peace of mind, but I couldn't get out.
Yeah,
so
until it collapses and cuts your arm right off.
Yeah, it was flush. It was on the ground floor.
Oh, I got
just
it.
The doors just wouldn't open.
Got it. Okay. All right.
So I hit the bell. It's like 1 in the morning.
Reinforced you already being afraid of it now.
Yeah, no, okay. So I hit the fire alarm button. Doesn't work. Just doesn't work in the elevator.
Whoa,
swear to you, doesn't. I'm like, are you kidding me? My buddy's like, don't
You're
worry.
You're sweating now thinking about
it. I called 911. I called 911.
Really?
And I was like, we got a real problem here. And they're like,
a real problem.
Like, sir,
I know you're going to an accident right
I was
now.
Like, I am stuck in the elevator at Westport Plaza. We need help immediately. And they're like, all right. I mean, it was not like, they're like, what wing are you on or something, which car is it? I'm like, I don't know which car it is. Just get down here right now. The one that's not moving. That's the car it is. So I wait 25 minutes.
And 25
I literally,
minutes.
25 minutes. And then I see him. I can see, because like I said, it's open like 10 feet, the door. So I can see, and I see him off 100 feet. And then, of course, as soon as they start walking up, the door's just open. So then I have to go out, explain. I'm like, it's me. The door's open. Nothing's wrong. They're like, oh, so you don't need rest. So you're not stuck. I'm like, no, but I was stuck. I go, I swear to God, I was stuck. This isn't a phone. And they're like, all right, man.
Somebody
see
else
later.
Died somewhere
well,
else. It's late.
You guys were
it was late. Yeah.
Are you sure you didn't know how to open the elevator?
No, I'm sure, dude. I'm a pro with that. I know good about I will only ride Otis elevators only.
He does. He knows the brands. He knows brands of elevators.
Otis makes a credible, reliable elevator. So
what
you
the
see
hell?
Otis.
Who makes a bad one?
Yeah, I don't know. Know any other
Everybody
elevator
else.
Brands.
Yeah.
No, so are you the one guy that lives in St. Louis who's never been to the top of the arch then?
I went one time and I took about 9 Xanax to get up there. In 2006.
You know what? I've seen. I've never done
there's
that.
There's no stairs option there, is there?
There's no stair no. option. By the way, in 2006.
I've seen that machine. I don't want to get in that either.
Oh, yeah.
I don't
and,
get
oh, that. By the way, 06, the power went out in the arch. People
Whoa.
Stuck 3 hours in the arch in this little pod.
Somebody was?
Dozens of people.
There's
oh
no
true story.
Air circulating in
no,
that either.
Not
I went
you,
up in that
you just
thing.
Wait it out, right. And nobody knows. Nobody tells you it's going to be 20. They're just hang in there.
I think it was August when we went up there. And my
three
God,
hours,
oh,
man.
Yep,
St.
3 hours in St. Louis in the summer. The power went out.
I love that you called 911 with a real problem.
I did.
Like,
I know.
This isn't like all the other calls you're getting.
Well, they're telling me, they're like, oh, yes, sir, you just hit the fire button. I'm like, I did hit the fire button. The fire button's not working. Why don't you guys fire the people working at Westport at this plaza, to, you know, because their equipment's not up to date. I was like, this is a danger. If I didn't have my cell phone, I could still be in there today.
You guys are good. You're good traveling partners, you know. I think you really are. I think you feed off your...
Me and Sean?
Yeah.
I don't
yeah,
know.
You bitch at breakfast. He bitches at elevators. You're just bitching.
I just
know?
Feel like, I mean, how do you guys feel about it? If you get stuck in an elevator, you're just like, oh, well. I mean, is there a little anxiety that kicks in if the elevator just doesn't open?
I'd be more worried about it falling.
Yeah, I know.
From
that's what everyone
yeah,
yeah,
I don't know that I've ever had it happen.
No, I can't think of an incident either.
I'll
because
tell you what happened to me.
Generally, it doesn't.
And this is dumb college stuff. My dorm was, my dorm in college was about 11 floors. And, I lived on the fifth floor, but everybody's coming back from dinner one night, and you know, everybody's 18, 19, just dumbasses. We just packed it in on purpose. We packed everybody in there.
Overloaded it.
And I think about how stupid this was, because I'm thinking we're all, but I realize we're just a bunch of dumb college kids. We packed it into the rim, and we're all just stuck in there as a joke, and would stay open. And guys would come through the front door of the dorm and say, hey, you got room for more? And we all started laughing. So we started piling guys in there. So the door closed, and it got about 3 floors up and just stopped.
Oh.
And I'm thinking, I'm back in the corner. At least I wasn't right in the middle. But it's solid dudes in this thing. Obviously, you know, it was an all-guy dorm, too, so there was no women anywhere.
You're way overweight.
Yes.
Everybody without pants on.
I didn't even think about that part because we're just dumbass kids. Finally, somebody pulls it open and it's halfway.
Yeah.
And everybody starts crawling out. Now, if you remember about 5 years ago, I think it's a dorm somewhere in Ohio somewhere. Google this, puss. That some kids did that. Not as many as we had in our elevator, but they all started crawling out and the elevator went. And
oh,
the guy
no.
got chopped
Cut
in half.
Cut somebody in half? Oh, my God.
It was a college student. Yeah. Now, when I did that, it's a long time ago when I was in college. And I flash back, I'm thinking, oh, my God. You know, that was freaky, man. You terrible. Got the story at all?
Freshman
you
dies
it?
In dorm elevator accident?
That's it, freshman. Yeah,
not a kiln.
Not a kiln.
Not a kiln.
Not a kiln. I was thinking the same thing.
Little Animal House reference.
I think this was Ohio State in 2006.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Ohio State University.
The Ohio State.
Going down, chopped the dude right in half, man.
20 students packed into an elevator on their way out to parties at 11:30 at night. The
exactly
door stopped. The doors open. The car began to move to the next floor.
Somebody
kid
tried
to jump out, and he's dead now.
So that means when it went, His hips down fell back into the elevator with the guys in it.
He was pinned between the elevator and the third floor.
Oh, God. What a nightmare.
That's horrible.
God, that's terrible, man.
But, you know, that's what college kids do. They do stupid stuff, man.
I did some real dumb stuff.
Yeah, I'm sure you did, man.
The only thing we could see was his legs.
Damn.
Oh,
Jesus.
And I guess he did not actually get cut in half. He died of mechanical asphyxia. He was, you know, crushed to death.
Crushed
to death.
Yeah, that's cut in half would be quicker for him.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. But he would have won the TikTok challenge.
True. Sean, do you worry about, like, Ferris wheels or roller coasters, like getting stuff on stuff like that?
No, something about being because you're outside.
Open.
It's open.
You're in the open area.
Yeah. Again, it's irrational. It's just the doors just don't open, and I just feel like I'm in here for rest of life.
How about Vegas, man? Because those elevators, although they're quick.
They are, and I'll tell you what.
What'd you do at Treasure Island?
Great question. So we were originally like on like the 13th or 14th, 15th floor, and I'm like, no. I was like, we gotta go up top because then you get the express ones.
Let's a lot of times it's tough to find stairs in Vegas hotels.
No,
they exist, but you know they're not in the open. Go ahead.
No, we just threw the person at the desk. We just threw $20. We're like, hey, is there any chance we could have like just a higher floor with a nice view? And she did it. And so you go in express elevator, 35th floor. Took about 15 seconds. Loved it. It was beautiful. That thing fired like a missile up there. That wasn't bad.
It's an Otis?
Top of the stratosphere?
It was not an Otis, actually. It was not an Otis. So you think it was, I think it begins with a K.
I love there's that, yeah.
Otis is a solid
to get to Otis. The top of the stratosphere, would you walk all 109 floors?
I'd probably have to go in chunks. Yeah, I don't think I could do it. It did take me about 9 hours. I'll do five floors an hour.
I think that's a pretty fast elevator. Been a while since I've been on it, but I think it moves pretty quickly.
Yeah, it moves fast, but hate them.
There's an elevator to Funny Bone. You take that, that's a floor. You
know, I've never been in that death trap.
I've seen people get able-bodied people get in that. I'm thinking, what are you doing, man?
Well, I've done it.
According to what I'm looking at here, Otis is only the third best elevator company out there.
Well, based on what?
Are reviewing the elevators?
Probably can.
My favorite elevators are the ones that work.
Right. Yeah. I'm sure there's a forum on the internet to rate elevators.
Avoiding complicated mechanisms unless otherwise needed. Highest quality product. Ease of use. Yeah, they're only number three.
Who's number one?
Mitsubishi Electric and Schindler come in above them.
I don't like
What kind were you stuck in?
Yeah.
It wasn't an Otis, I can tell you that. I think it might have been a Mitsubishi. We'll change that poll real fast.
Have you seen those elevators in foreign countries where they're always rotating and the door's always open? You just step on and then step off. Google that. Oh. It's pretty cool.
Yeah,
they don't have them in the U.S. yet.
I don't like that.
I know, but it looks like it could be very dangerous, but it's really...
Because it probably is.
It is, but they say it's quicker, and everybody just gets on and off.
Do you find the glass elevators less claustrophobic?
Love it, because in my head, I'll just break the glass.
Yeah.
Okay. Again, irrational.
Yeah,
I'll just punch through this and escape.
Yeah, that inch-thick tempered glass.
Yeah, not a problem. I got that. I'll cut my hands,
and
I'll jump
four floors into the pool. It'll
be fine.
Easy
breezy.
Right.
Has Warren ever called... Warren, have you ever called the 911 saying we got a real problem, my eggs aren't well done?
You know, I bet you more people do it than you think.
They probably do.
I don't like the runny egg juice.
Yeah.
I don't like the runny egg juice, but I don't recall ever ordering eggs well done.
They're a shock.
At home, I make them well done.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, Warren's going to order those again in about an hour from now. You know,
God knows what's going to happen.
Yeah, I know. It's exciting.
Yeah. Omelets, they never serve omelets. Yeah, I've never had a runny omelet.
At this place, man, I could order... I'm going to order eggs well done, and I'll get a corned beef sandwich.
Greg Warren, Sean O'Brien.